Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Miller. And now, play ball. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Olander reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. Olander moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Olander scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball four. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar strikes out. 1 out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Jim Rowland now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. Reese moves to second. It's 8-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to second. 1 out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Duncan now catching. Jim Nash now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas strikes out. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verlander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Nash. Tovar moves to third. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Olander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Olander reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. It's 9-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Carew reaches second base with a double. Olander scores. It's 10-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Jim Nash. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Lazarek now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-4 in the game. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kubiak moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. Bando moves to second. It's 10-1, Twins. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-4, Twins. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.